Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Clash. You got me right. I'm so excited because we got
Elder Winfield, he said, I'm all ears. I got my book spread it out, and I got my sandals on. If you teach pretty good, I'll kick them off. Okay, we'll see exactly what you're going to do. All right. Good enough. So let's take me five Sister G Israel at the top part of Saturday. I forgot yesterday was a high Saturday. Beast of a more blowing the trumpet. And time got away from us. Okay, good. So let's take me five Sister G Israel and we'll bring in. We'll get something going on. So when you meet your sister, with a loud voice, you say, Sister G Israel, tribe of Yah-Jah Judah. Yahweh be to that sea right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Seer Israel. We just gonna see if we get a few things going on, and I need you to take a little look on your computer and tell me about what happened over there in North Carolina at the hospital called NOVANT. I got a memo came in about a hospital called NOVANT Health. Something they did September 28th, and we need to hear about what they did, what they do, this hospital, what did they do on September 28th? I need to take a look at that. Brother Yagdai, Israel, take a peep of that too, Brother Yagdai. What did the hospital do on September 28th? The name of it is NOVANT. What did they do out of North Carolina at their hospital? What they got going on that maybe we need to know? But right now, let's see if we pull up and G Israel give us some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. You on the clock, come on.
Okay.
G Israel, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G Israel.
Luke, chapter 12.
DC.
Verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Uh-huh. So the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour. That's one of the greatest mysteries, Elder Winfield, that the righteous spirit do the teaching. And that's the key. The righteous spirit do all the teaching. It'll guide you exactly what you need to know. The righteous spirit, it'll guide you. But one thing about the righteous spirit, it was sent to one group of people according to Psalm 60, verse 7. Can you help me out there, Sister G Israel? Who is this righteous spirit sent to do some teaching? And Psalm 60, verse number 7.
Psalm chapter 60, verse 7. Psalm chapter 60, verse 7 reads, Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Yahdah Judah is my lawgiver, Torah giver.
Oh, so what we just found out, Elder Winfield, that the one that's supposed to teach the first five books, it is Judah. Judah supposed to teach the first five books. So that's step one. Now, who said that was the righteous spirit said that? Now, let's get a definition. What is the righteous spirit that said that? Let's go to Matthew 12, verse 31 and 32, 36 and 37. Let's see if we get the resume of the righteous spirit. So the righteous spirit said, who will be doing the teaching right now in these days will be the tribe of Judah. We just found that out. But we found out that information came from the righteous spirit. Now we go and find out the resume about the righteous spirit in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, and 37. What does it say, Sister G. Israel?
Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 32 and 36 through 37. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. 36. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Oh, that's big talk with them. He said, by your words you're going to be justified, and by your words you're going to be condemned. But the righteous spirit, the righteous spirit was sent by the Father and the Son down to the tribe of Judah. That's good. And now we need to find out a little bit more information now. That's good. Now let's find out, why was he sent down to the tribe of Judah? We got to find out something about Judah. Who is Judah? Because we found out that the message is in the hand of Judah. We need to find out what it says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, pertaining to Judah. What it says in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7 and 8.
Zechariah chapter 12, verses 7 through 8. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yahdad Judah first, that the greatness of the nation of David and the greatness of the inhabitants of Jerusalem polluted for Yahdad Judah do not magnify themselves against Yahdad Judah.
What the next verse say?
8. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Yahdad Judah, the southern kingdom, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the nation of David shall be as Yahweh, as the ministering spirit of Yahweh before them.
So he said the world's supposed to look at the tribe of Judah as the mediator. You're supposed to look at the tribe of Judah as the one that having the message that we need today. According to verse 8, you're supposed to look at as descendants of David, which is Judah, for David comes from Judah, as what in verse 8? Read that verse 8 again, because Elder Winfield, I need to hear that one more time, but make it a little bit more plainer. I need to hear that one more time, real plainer than that. One more time about verse 8. Read that again, verse 8.
In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem polluted for land of Shem, Yahdad Judah. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. And the nation of David shall be as Yahweh, as the ministering spirit of Yahweh before them.
Oh! So we find out right now that the world's supposed to look at Judah as the closest way to get to salvation. According to verse 8, he said, now when you're going to start knowing it, noticing the difference, when you look at Judah and say, oh, So the closest way for me to get this understanding, it must come from Judah, because Judah is the one that's going to get me close to the Almighty, because he delivered that word to them. So since he delivered that word to them only, that means when he came in the body in Michael chapter 5, what tribe did he look at? Every tribe in his 18 nations. So now he's sitting in heaven, and he's looking down and says, well, I got to come down in the body. So now I got to pick me a nation to come down to. Let's see exactly who did he pick. So he has a choice, like we got to make a choice. Who did he pick in Michael chapter 5 that he going to come down and embody himself in what people, according to Michael chapter 5, and we'll pick it at verse 1. Let's give us a name on exactly who he going to come down that we can read. Let's see what he says in Michael chapter 5, pick it at verse 1.
Micah, chapter 5, verse 1. Now gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Chill. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrath, though you be little among the thousands of Yahdah Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Oh, so there it is, Adele. So he gonna come. So he picked a tribe to come down through in the body. It was told to Michael that he will come down through the tribe of Judah. That's what tribe is coming down through. And he said his going forth have been from old, from everlasting. But then he also told Michael something he was gonna do in the next verse. Now, Elder Winfield, listen real good what he say to the seer Michael, what he was getting ready to do. And this is what he say he going to do. I know he's coming down through the tribe of Judah. But look what he say he going to do. Listen to this right here in the next verse.
3. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel.
So you see what he told. Now read Amos 3:7. Let's see, why did he tell Micah all this information? Why did he tell Micah the seer all this information? He said, Micah, I'm going to come down through the tribe of Judah. Put it in writing. He said, but my going forward is been from old, from everlasting. But I'm going to give them peoples up. I'm going to give them up. Now, we got to find out why that he said he's going to give these peoples up. Let's find out why did he say he's going to give up the tribe of Judah. I'm going to give them up. And Judah is one of the sons of the 12 tribes of Israel, but being number 4. He said, I'm going to give these peoples up. Now, what's the next verse you're reading now, Sister G. Israel?
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the seers.
So if anybody to know his message, he say he going to make sure the seer know his message. Then once the seer get the message, what do he do next? In Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Let's see what he do next. Now, once the message comes to the seer, then what do he do next that we can read in Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16? Let's see what do he do next with the word.
Exodus chapter 3, verses 15 through 16. And Yahuwah said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, Yahuwah of your fathers, Yahuwah of Abraham, Yahuwah of Isaac, and the Yahuwah of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahuwah of your fathers, Yahuwah of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Mizraim.
Okay, so in the next Moel, it's supposed to be made. Once the seal gets the information, he's supposed to go look for the elders. Immediately find the elders and tell the elders what the Almighty is saying. So now when the elders get their hands on it, now this is what they got to do. Because see, somebody got to have answers. So once the elders got their hand on the information, let's go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 and 7. Let's see what happened next. So now here goes the order of things. We watch in the order. And one thing about when things in order, the whole house runs good, the family runs good, when everything is in order. So we find out once the seal gets the information, the first people do is run and find the elders. Come on, elders, come listen to what I got for you to do. Now let's see what happened next by going to 32, verse 6 and 7 of Deuteronomy. Let's see what happened next. Deuteronomy 32, verse number 6 and 7. What happened next? This is the Israel.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 6 through 7. Do you thus requite Yahuwah, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that has bought you? Has he not made you and established you? 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
Yeah. So the elder's job is to get to the father. The elder's job is to get to the father and tell the father what to be done. So they just got their elders. So now the elders got the message. Now they go find the father. That's how it goes. Now what happened next? Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, chapter 11, verse 3. Now let's see what happened next. See, now we got to find out what happened next. So now, look what we got so far. Elder Winfield. Let's see what we got so far. We got the seal getting the message from the Almighty. The seal went found the elders. The elders went found the fathers. Now we got to go find out what happened next. Let's see what the chain of command is, what happened next. We're going to the 11th chapter, picking with verse 3. Let's see what happened next. 11, verse 3 of Corinthians, then skip down to verse 8 and 9. What happened next?
1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 3 and 8 through 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Yahuwah the Son, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Yahuwah the Son is Yahuwah the Father. 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Oh, so then the next move is the father go find his better half. And say, sit down here, woman. I got to put some words in your head now. because you is of me. I'm not of you. So now, the next command is, the man called his mate and sit his mate down and tell her what is the order of things for the Almighty. So there go the order of things. And look what it says over here in 1 Timothy. Let's see what it says in 1 Timothy. We're going to see now. So now we're going to find out the order. The order is to still get the message. Then he go find the elders. And the elders go find the fathers. And when the fathers get it, they go find the better half. So there go the order of things right there. So once that any part of that order is broken, then we always gonna have confusion in the family when the order part is broken. Because we gotta go and find out what he says in 1 Timothy. Now, Paul was raised from the womb to say something in 1 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse number 14. Now, he's supposed to say something. He was calling the elders to tell them something. He was telling Timothy and Titus something. Look what he was telling Timothy and Titus, which was elders. So Paul called Timothy and Titus and told them something. And 2, verse number 12. This is real good, Daniel Albert Winfield. Let's see what he says.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Yeah, read that again. Listen what Paul was raised from the womb to say. Paul was raised from the womb, and look what he says in 2, verse 12.
I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Yeah. So we find out one thing, that Paul was raised from the womb in Galatians chapter 1, 15 and 16. We're not going to read, and he the one told the ones he anointed, make sure you tell that man that he must take his rightful position. He said, but this man must be the kind of man that takes his position. He must be a 37 verse 12 man in the book called Sirach. These books were taken out in 1885, Elder Winfield. These books were taken out of our books and hid from us, but now they're revealed to us. It was something said in 37 verse 12. This was to the man that was a what kind of man in 37 verse 12 of Sirach.
Sirach, chapter 37. Sirach. Chapter 37, verse 12. But be continually with a Yahwali man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Yeah. So now you have to be clear that when you get a mate, you have to be in your position for your mate to be in their position, but you got to make sure you first in your position, and that's keeping the first five books. It don't work. It don't work unless you're keeping the first five books. Got to be a 37-12 man keeping the first five books. Then the Almighty is going to say something in the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 9. Listen to what he say. Once he look down and see you doing your part, that means the family is in order, you doing your part, then he's going to tell you something about another seer in 3 verse 9. That's what he said in Sirach 3 verse 9.
Sirach chapter 3 verse 9. For the blessing of the father established the houses of children, but the curse of the mother rooteth out foundations.
He said, the father is the one that established the blessing, and if the mother opened her mouth when the father says something, you root out the foundation. So when the father says, this is the way it's supposed to be, is made for to say, well, what's your father say? That's the end of it. I got nothing to say behind what he said, because that is the rules and regulations. Read that one more time. Elder Winfield, listen to this real carefully, what is said about how it's supposed to work, the order of things. Let's look at it again, 3 verse 9.
For the blessing of the father establishes the houses of children, but the curse of the mother rooteth out foundations.
Yeah, so that's the way it goes. So when the father says, this is how it's going to be, everybody in the family folks say, what did the father say? That's the end of it. That's why the father got to make sure he goes out there and be in that position. He got to be a 24:15 of the book of Joshua. Polluted for Hosea. Now look what he says, what got to be done. In 24:15, right past Deuteronomy is a book called Joshua. It's polluted for the word called Hosea. And let's see what he says in 24:15.
Hosea, chapter 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve Yahweh, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether Yahweh's of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the Yahweh's of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my family, we will serve Yahweh the Father.
Yeah. So you see, you both tell the family, I tell you what, I don't know what y'all doing, my neighbors doing, but I know what we going to do in my family. We going to serve the four-letter man, YHWH. Now, why we say that? Let's go to 6 verse 4 of Deuteronomy. Let's find out why we say that. He said, I tell you what, y'all do what y'all got to do, but for my house, my family, we going to serve 411, YHWH. Let's see where he got that from by going to Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Let's see where he got that from. Why did he make such a bold statement? He had to read it from somewhere. We're going to 6, verse 4 and see where he read that from. What it says in 6, verse 4 of Deuteronomy.
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O 12 tribes of Israel, our Yahweh is one Yahweh. How many letters is that, Sister J. Israel?
4 letters. YHWH.
So, it ain't but one name, YHWH. Now, we go on to the right side of the book in Mark chapter 12. Let's see if anything changed, although we got in what they call the New Testament. Let's see if anything changed. So this is how the father's going to be talking to his family. He said, listen, a Yahweh man, this is how he be talking. So he go on to Mark. We go on to a book called Mark. And we're going to look if anything changed by going to Mark chapter 12 on the right side of the book. Now, that was said on the left side of the book. Now we're going to Mark chapter 12 on the right side of the book to see the anything changed by looking at verse number 29 and 30. Listen to this. Pop Winfield. Listen to this here, yo. Let's see what it says in verse 29 and 30.
Mark, chapter 12, verses 29 through 30. And Yahweh the Son answered him, "The first of all the Torah instructions is to cure all Israel. Yahweh, our Yahweh, is one Yahweh. 3. And you shall love Yahweh, your Yahweh, with all your mind and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first Torah instruction."
So the first Torah instruction is to hear, O Israel. Our Yahweh is one Yahweh. So in my family, we're not going to use but one name. And how many letters in verse 29 is that one name now, Sister G. Israel? How many letters in verse Mark 12, verse 29? How many letters is that, Sister G. Israel?
Four letters, YHWH.
So again, four letters, YHWH. You remember they had a commercial about the Greyhound, lead a drive into us. Everybody sit back and rest. There's a storm. But that's how you got to be in the house. In the house, ain't but one name will be spoken in his house. And the name going to be spoken is four letters, because we can read four letters. We can't read no other letters but four letters. YHWH. So the Father got to establish that point. Then the blessing will shower in the family. So, but the Father got to establish that point. Because he said something in the 39th chapter, verse 17, to the book of Job, Ishakar's voice. This is what he said. This is what he said, El. He said something in the 39th chapter, verse 17. What did he say, Sister G. Israel, in 39, verse 17 of the book of Job?
Job. Chapter 39, verses 17. Job, chapter 39, verse 17 reads, "Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding."
He says, I didn't put the understanding in the woman. I put the understanding in the man. The man has the understanding to teach the woman the understanding. He said, what I did, I made sure the man has the understanding. He said, I did not give this to the woman. Read that again. Pop Winfield, listen real good, A.O., listen real good, in Job 39, verse 17.
"Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding."
Well, she had worldly understanding, but not Yahweh understanding until you teach it. So you got to make sure you got the understanding of Yahweh. Then you teach the understanding of Yahweh, and that is the order of things. So once we find out that the order of things got to be set back in order, then we know the next move. See, the blessing comes when the Father takes his rightful position. Now, let's go see exactly what the Almighty said in the fourth chapter pertaining to the woman. He said something in, now the Almighty Son said something in St. John chapter 4. We're going to see what he said. We're going to see what he said out of his mouth. There was a conversation going on, and then it was going on pretty good. Then all of a sudden, he started talking. Let's see what he says in verse 13 down to verse 16. Now listen to this conversation. Elder Winfield, look at this conversation real good that's going on with Yahweh the Son. We're going to see what's going on in the fourth chapter. verse 13 down to verse 16. Let's see what this conversation going on right here is.
Say again.
St. John, chapter 4, verse 13 to 16, Sister G. Israel. Let's hear some of this conversation going on.
John, chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. John, chapter 4, verse 13. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. 15. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. 16. Yahweh the Son said unto her, go, call your husband and come hither.
You hear what he just said? He's okay. Go get your husband and come back here. Go get your husband and come back before me. See that? Now Paul pulled that verse in the 15th chapter, verse 34 and 35. So now we see where Paul pulled that verse. So now Paul was on the clock. And he was visiting the northern kingdom called the Corinthians in the 34th chapter, verse 34 and 35. He pulled that verse. Let's see what he said to the Corinthians, which is called the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes. Let's see what he says in 14, 34 and 35. Listen to this, Elder.
1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Verses 34 and 35. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34. Let your women keep silence in the congregation of Israel, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the Torah instructions. 35. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the congregation of Israel.
And that big word for is, I think the best I'm thought, look at that door. Look, one of them got to tear that door down behind that kind of stuff. Somebody going to tear the door down behind that, but that's Bible. Hey, that's Bible. But he said he pulled it and said, that's written. Now, Paul made a profound statement because he came into place and he called a woman by the name of Benita Biden or somebody else, George Meyer. She was your head in Mount Gone. And Paul noticed, wait a minute, this ain't what the rules and regulations said according to the Bible. So Paul, he was on the spot, but he had to tell it. He said, you know, it's written that what's going on now that the woman running her mouth get on supposed to be. Now he said it's written. Now we got to go find out where it's written at. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 3 and pick up at verse 16 down to verse 19. Let's find out what is written at. But he said it was written. So Paul said, listen, the Bible. He said, but what I see going on here is not the way it's supposed to be. So he pulled a verse coming out of 3, 16 through 19, and showed you the pros and cons of exactly what's going to happen unless we get it on. Let's see what he says in 3, 16 down to verse 19. Listen good at Elder Winfield. Be listening real good now. Let's see what he says.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he will rule over you. 17. And unto Adam, he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. 19. In the sweat of your face shall you eat bread, till you return unto the ground. For out of it was you taken, for dust you art, and unto dust shall you return.
Now you see what happens. Now see, by the man being disobedient, look what happens. By the man being disobedient to what the Almighty said, and then he didn't check his better half when she was out of order. Now from that point on, death came in. So that's how it happened, Elder. See, disobedience always causes a problem. When we get out of order, for example, if the street lights go out, the car lights, you drive your car and the lights go out, don't you see all kind of chaos go? And that's what happens when we get out of order. Now, once we get back in order, the Almighty going to shower the blessings on us. So that's what we got to do. We got to first find out the order, and that's why it's important for all the elders to get with the seers. Sit down. And then when the elders get it, get with the fathers. Sit down. And when the fathers get it, get with the mother. Sit down. And when the mother get it, then what happened next? Let's go find out what happened next. Hey, Elder Winfield, let's find out what happened next. Well, now, once the mother got it, let's see what happened next. Let's see what the Bible say happened next. And if we all get in order, if we get in order, then the Almighty going to intervene. Let's see what he says next. Now, the woman got it. She got a hand on the word now because he have taught her. Let's see what happens. But look what it says in Titus 1, verse 2. Titus 1, verse 2 gets warmed up. What it says in Titus 1, verse 2 now, Sister G. Israel. Titus 1, verse 2.
Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie promised before the world began.
So he ain't lying on what he's saying. He said, if you want eternal life, I'm not lying on my order. I'm not lying about my order. So if you want eternal life, then you do my order. That's what he just said. Let's find out what he said now. Now, the Father has set his better half down. Now, he don't put that word in her. Now, what do she do with him now? We're going to see what the Bible says. We're going to the book of Titus. We're going to Titus chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse number 3 down to verse 8. Let's find out what happened from 3 to 8. Titus chapter 2, verse 3, down to verse 8. Let's see what happened next.
Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Titus chapter 2, verse 3. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh righteousness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, for that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. 6, young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. 7, in all things, showing yourself a pattern of good works, in the doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned. that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
That's big talk. What did verse 5 say again? Listen to verse 5 again. What 5 say again?
To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahuwah be not blasphemed.
Oh, so if they don't go that way, the word of Yahuwah is blasphemed. See, if this order is not taking place, and it goes any way and breaks the chain of command, you are blaspheming the word of the Almighty. And it's right there. But he said, you got a big responsibility. He said, why don't you just take care of verse 4 and champion verse 4? He said, you got a big responsibility. Look at verse 4 again.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
That's a great responsibility, to teach the young children, the young man, the young daughter, the young boy, to pull his pants up, to respect people. They got a big responsibility. See, if everybody get in order, elder, then the Almighty is going to intervene. Look what he says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Look what he says in 1 Timothy 5, verse 8. He's still talking to them. Let's see what he says in 5, verse 8.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith, belief in the covenant, and is worse than an infidel.
Read that again. What it says in 1 Timothy 5, 8.
But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith, belief in the covenant, and is worse than an infidel.
An infidel is a non-believer. So if the order or command is not in the family, you're worse than an infidel. You're a non-believer. See, that's why we got to get in order. And how we get in order, how we talk to one another, is according to the Almighty's order. The Almighty's order is to still go get the word. And it tells us what we're supposed to believe. Now, I don't know what to believe now. I'm hearing this over here. I'm hearing that over there. What do I supposed to believe? Let's go see what the Bible says we're supposed to believe. Let's go to Acts 15, verse 15. I don't know what to believe. I hear this man saying one thing. I hear this woman over here saying one thing. So now I need to know, what do I supposed to believe? Let's go to Acts 15, 15. Let the Bible tell us what we're supposed to believe. 15, 15.
Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And to this agree the words of the seers, as it is written.
So you believe in the seers as it is written. And the seers' responsibility is to find the elders and tell them as it is written. The elders' job is to go find the fathers and tell the fathers as it is written. The father post is better have y'all and show her as is written. Then the mother get the word and find the children and show them as is written. And if everybody do as is written, then the Almighty is going to say, I think they're ready. Because Peter says something in 4 verse 7. He says something in 4 verse 7 in 1 Peter 4 verse 7. chief speaker of the nation of Israel, he was told something in 4 verse 7. Let's see what he was told that we need to know about in 4 verse 7.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
What did he say? The end of all things is at hand, Elder. This thing is coming to a close. If we don't get the answer now, we'll never get it. Peter says in 4 verse 7, one more time. What did he say, Sister G. Israel? One more time, what did he say?
But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
And that, you folks tell your family the end of all, not watching that one eye faith. You folks let them hear about 1 Peter 4, 7. The end of all things is at hand. So let's watch and prayer. Let's do some praying. Now let's go and find out why we're supposed to do some praying. Let's go to 1 Timothy, the book of Tobit, chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. Now, Elder Winfield, listen to this right here real good. And first, in the book of Tobit, chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. You kicking them shoes out right now? You know I'm going to check on you and see? Let's see what it says in Tobit chapter 8, 4 to 8. Listen to this.
Tobit chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. Tobit chapter 8, verse 4. And after that they were both shut in together, Tobias rose out of the bed and said, Sister, arise and let us pray that Yahuwah would have pity on us. 5. Then began Tobias to say, Blessed are you, O Yahuwah of our fathers, and blessed is your righteous and great name forever. Let the heavens bless you and all your creatures. 6. You madest Adam and gavest him Eve his wife for an helper and stay. Of them came mankind. You have said, it is not good that man should be alone. Let us make unto him an aid like unto himself. 7. And now, O Yahuwah, I take not this my sister for lust, but uprightly. Therefore, mercifully ordain that we may become aged together. 8. And she said with him, Hallelujah.
You hear that, she beat him saying Hallelujah because she understood what was said in verse 6. See, the order of things must be established by the Father. And here is the order ordained from the Almighty in verse 6. Look what it says in verse 6. Because what happens, the Father can be holding up the blessing by not getting in his place. Now once you get in his place, then the Almighty, he don't let blessings out in chaos situations. It got to be order. Let's see what it says in verse 6 again. Listen to this, Elder.
Tobit,
chapter
8, verse 6. You madest Adam and gavest him Eve for his wife, for an helper and stay. Of them came mankind. You have said, it is not good that man should be alone. Let us make unto him an aid like unto himself.
If better half is to you is a helper to you, a helper to you, whatever you need to be done, that is the role of the Almighty. That's why you have to be a 37-12. But the position of the woman is to be an aid to you. Then the Almighty released the blessings down. So now we're going back to Sirach 7:26 and see what happened next. Let's see what happened in 7:26 of the book of Sirach. What happened? We're going to read what happened there, Elder Winfield. We're going to read what happened. This is how it got to be. Once this order is established in 7:26 of Sirach, let's see what it says.
Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26. Has you a wife after your mind? Forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
He said, when you get a wife, she has to be trained to be after your mind. And when she is after your mind, which is your wife in mind, forsake her not. Forsake her not. And don't be looking down the street as the mosquito jeans go past. Let that alone. And stay up on the will of Yahweh, and he will always be there for you. Now what it says in 26 verse 14. This is what it says in 26 verse 14 of the book of Sirach. Listen to it, Elder. 26:14.
Sirach, chapter 26, verse 4. Oh, wrong book. Sirach, chapter 26. Verse 14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahuwah, and there is nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
Read that again. Let that old woman say that one more time. One more time. But call that verse out again.
Sirach. Chapter 26, verse 14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahuwah, and there is nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
Wait a minute. Well, we know this person has to be pulled somewhere. Now, we got to find out. Now, wait a minute. This person has to be pulled somewhere. Let's back up to Proverbs 31 and look at verse 26. That solid and loving woman, that's a gift from the Almighty. We got to find out where that comes from. We got to find out something about that. We got to see if anybody talking about their own mind. So we go on to Proverbs 31 and look at verse 26. Let's see what this says. Hey, Elder, we going to see what this says in Proverbs chapter 31. And we're going to see exactly what to work with. And see, we got to be in position to see these things unfold, because you never know when your sons, your daughters going to come to you, and they're going to say, hey, this is what we're getting ready to work with right here. And you got to, and you're going to be having all this information. So wait a minute now. This is what you're working with right here? Yeah, this is what I'm working with. How does he look? He said, well, you know, according to 7:24, I'm not judging nothing according to appearance now. Oh, okay. So now, see, now Elder got his eyes on some things. Let's see what you got to be looking for, Elder, when they come before you and say, this is what I'm planning on being with for until the end of my day. Then you say, my son, my daughter, turn it to 31, verse 26, and tell me how is this working in your life. It's just going on 31:26 of Proverbs.
Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah instruction of kindness.
Yeah, not the Torah instruction of beat you side of the head with it. No. No, you ain't going to take the book and beat you side of the head, you out of order. When you open your mouth, you're going to open your mouth with kindness. Now we know you're working with something, because you might tell, you know, you say, look at, you plan on being one of my thousand dollars, huh? You know, what about this 31:26? What you think about this verse right here? Since you got all this knowledge in the Bible, what about this verse right here? You agree with this verse? Oh yeah, I agree with that verse. Okay, well, that's a good point for you. Read that verse again, 31:26.
She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law, Torah instruction of kindness.
Yeah, but see, so that's why it's so important, you know, folks, we get together, the elders get together with the seers, we sit around and we get this thing together to be able to help our offspring according to the Bible. That's why it's very important not to put this kind of understanding off, because we always in position to help those that come behind us, but how we help all is from the pages of the book. But if we spot this now, if we spot a Proverbs 24, now we're going to see about, now here comes another couple. Now you sitting there, you sit at the desk, you're reading your Bible real, and here come another one of your sons or daughters coming before you. And let's see what this says in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1, and then we'll skip down to verse number 10 and 11. Now, here come another couple. They come to get your blessing. So now you're sitting there reading your Bible. Come on in where I'm at. And look what it says in 7, verse 1, and then you spot this. 7 verse 1 and skip down to verse 10 and 11. What does it say?
Proverbs chapter 7 verses 1 and 10 through 11. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you, the Torah instruction with you. 10. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of mind. 11. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house.
Now, here comes another one. Now they gonna play a father. You busy? No, I ain't busy. Come on in. And now he's sitting there with a woman that's loud and she's stubborn. Well, loud and stubborn, huh? Now you look around this book while she's talking. She's loud and she's stubborn.
Yeah.
Now see this? Now you see why it's so important, elder, to make the elder meetings and sit around with those seers, and we gotta be able to help others. But all the way to help anybody is through the pages of the book. Now here comes one in the loud and stubborn, and she has a tie up with it says, and nothing you was spotted in verse 10. What was spotted in verse 10?
And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of mind.
Well, what is the definition of subtle or mind? What does that definition mean? Sister Jesus, look up that definition, and let's make sure we understand what that word subtle or mind means. What does that mean, subtle?
Subtle, crafty.
What does that mean?
Crafty.
Crafty. Is that what that means? Crafty mind. Well, who in the Bible got a crafty mind that we can read by going to Genesis 3:1? Let's go in the Bible. So if the woman got a crafty mind, then that's about where nine came from by going to Genesis 3, verse 1. A settled mind. Let's see what kind of mind that is that we can read in Proverbs 3, 1.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my Torah instructions, but let your heart keep my Torah instructions.
Good. Now let's go to Genesis 3:1. Now look at this word. Now we're going to Genesis 3:1. Now this woman came in with a settled mind. She was settled in the mind. Now I'm going to find out where that spirit comes from. Because we found out the gift of the Almighty is a quiet and loving spirit, so we know what the gift of the Almighty. But now we find out, here come another couple before me, one of my children, and their partner to be is Santo. What that supposed to mean, and we can read in Genesis 3, verse 1.
Genesis 3, 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which Yahweh had made. And he said unto the woman, yes, has Yahweh said?
Now, definition. All we want is the definition of the word seto. The seto woman is a woman with the mind of Satan the devil. That's a mind of Satan the devil. We just found out a seto in mind is a mind of Satan the devil. It is at the end 3 verse 1. So now we got to be, that's why it's always great to make the elders meetings and when the seals pass it on from the Almighty, but we can make sure we're in position to see exactly what we're working with. If they come in with the tie of a hobbit on, or what the tie is of Yahweh now. Let's find out what is the dress wear of the Almighty. Now we're going to the 15th chapter, Elder, and find out what is the dress wear that the Almighty approve of. We're going to see what is this dress wear that he approve of by going to the 15th chapter of Numbers, verse 7 down to verse 40. Let's see what he approve of. Numbers 15, 37 down to verse 40. Let's see what it says, Elder.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 through 40. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring. 40, that you may remember and do all my Torah instructions, and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So now you sit back in your office again, and then here come a couple, one of your offspring. They're coming in, and the woman don't have on the fringes. Wait a minute. Did I teach my offspring that? Oh, I forgot. I didn't get my job out the way. I forgot to get myself right. I missed the elders meeting. I missed the seals meeting. Oh, wait a minute. that means what's going on now, this blame kind of like lies at my step door. So I got to make sure that I'm not in the 21:16 of Proverbs. Now I got to examine myself. Now, why is this information going on that I don't know about it? I got to examine myself by looking at Proverbs 21:16.
Proverbs.
What it says in Proverbs 16.
Proverbs chapter 21, verses 16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
See, we don't want to mess around and remain in the congregation of the dead. Because what we're saying now, we're supposed to know this information and prepare to apply this information. Now, if anything new to us, then we got to examine what congregation are we in. Because we have to make sure we apply the rules and regulations of the Almighty the way he got it written. Because he tells us plainly in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12 something. He tells us plainly what's supposed to be done that he likes. Let's before you read that, read Wisdom of Solomon 13, verse 3. Now, this is the wisest man in the world. He was writing about the Maker, 13, verse 3. He said something out of Wisdom. Let's see what he says in 13, verse 3.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, of verse 3. With whose beauty, if they be delighted, took them to be Yahuwah's. Let them know how much better the Yahuwah of them is. For the first author of beauty has created them.
So the Almighty is the first author of beauty. And he put the 12 tribes in what he feels best for them to have on. See, he is the first author of beauty. So he knows what beauty that makes him happy. That's the key. The Almighty knows what makes him happy. And just what he said in Ezekiel 16, he told Ezekiel, see, now listen, you get over there and you tell the elders what my beauty is all about, and you make sure you find them elders and tell them, Ezekiel the seer, about my beauty. We're going to the 16th chapter, and we got to always examine ourselves and those come, who beauty are you trying to attract? You trying to attract the Almighty, or you trying to attract the world? The world is a slave to death. So now, who beauty you want to have? And that's why you got to catch them down there where they can work with them, elders, to tell them about the beauty of the Mighty One, what is his beauty. That's what we want to know. And that's the responsibility of the elders is to be able to tell the father. And the father tells the mother what is the Almighty beauty is, and the mother tells the children. This is beauty that the Almighty wants to see. We go on to the 16th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 14 and 15. And let's see exactly what's going on in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1, and then let's get down to verse 14 and 15. Let's see who's behind all this good talk. We got to make sure we know who's behind all this good talk. 16, verse 1. And
Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 and 14 through 15. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1.
Hold on, CJ. Make it 13 and 14. Let's make it 13 and 14. 16, verse 1, and 14. Let's see what that says.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 1 and 13 through 14. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, 13. Thus was you decked with gold and silver, and your raiment was of fine linen and silk and bordered works. You did eat fine flour and honey and oil, and you was exceeding beautiful, and you did prosper into a kingdom. 14. And your renown went forth among the nations for your beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I have put upon you, saith Yahweh.
So you see that? So the Almighty, he established a people called the children of Israel, and he put what made him happy in beauty. So what made him happy in beauty is saying his children ran fringes. That what made him happy.
Yeah.
So who we want to make happy? We want to make him happy, and that's why you see the fringes. You say, huh? Look at them fringes. Where is that fringe? Yeah. Well, you know I got to get me one. Yeah, you got to get one of them else. Because that would make him happy.
Yeah.
But you don't worry about the world, because the world belongs to Satan the devil. You got to say, I got to do some things to make in my twilight age to make the Almighty happy. So the fringes make him happy. But let's see what he don't like that don't make him happy, that makes him happy, that now we'll find out what make him super mad, real mad. And let's see what he got in 22 verse 5 of Deuteronomy and 12. Let's find out how you get on the wrong side of your maker. Let's find out how you get on the wrong side of your maker. It's written in the Bible, 22 verse 5. Hell, what is there? Did you kick them shoes off yet? Let's see what it says in 22 verse 5. And 12. Deuteronomy 22, 5 and 12. Sister G. Israel, what did it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 5 and verse 12. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. 12. You shall make you fringes upon the four quarters of your vesture, wherewith you covereth yourself.
Yeah. So the Almighty said, listen, he told Moses, tell the elders. Elders tell the fathers. Fathers tell the mothers. A woman don't wear what pertains to a man. And what pertains to a man is pants. Pants over the garment. Pants. Woman don't wear that. No time. All the pants got to go. So we want to get these blessings in. Pants got to go. We got to put some fringes on. With some garments, with some fringes on.
Yeah.
Now we got the blessings of our mighty one.
Yeah, right.
So the pants got to go. Well, I'm grown too, but listen, our status, the blessing in the house, according to the Bible, right?
Yes.
Then the pants got to go. Mm-hmm. Fringes will be all around up in here. I want the blessings everywhere. In my last day, I want the blessings. And the blessings is need to find out what color is this man he gave all this understanding to by going to. Now we got to get a color on the people we're talking about. We're going to the book of Jeremiah 14, verse 2. Now listen, Elder. We're going to find the color of these people. One he gave all his information to is written in the 14th chapter, verse 2 of Jeremiah. Now, what do these people look like that he came down through and gave them all these blessings? What they look like in 14, verse 2 of
Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Yahweh Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem polluted for Judah is gone up.
The one that is from the lead tribe, they are black to the ground. So now, they black to the ground. Now you go outside and look at the ground. The more you dig on the ground, up under the grass, the darker you get. But one thing we know, it was black then and it's black now. Whatever the color of the ground is, that's the one he's talking to. And they black to the ground. Then we go to Genesis 2 verse 7. And found out when he put this man together, remember, they black to the ground. Keep that in your mind, Elder. The color of the people he's talking to is black to the ground. Now we're going to get to 2 verse 7 and find out a little bit more about the ones that's black to the ground. Let's even say it in Genesis 2 verse 7.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Good. So we know right now. Find out who came here first. All we got to do is go outside and look at our grave. And whatever that looked like up on our grass, that's what man first was born out of.
Yeah.
So it's easy to find out who was here first. By stepping out of our door and look right down at the grass that we'd be cutting and say, look here. The first man came from this dirt of the ground. And the more you dig from this dirt in the ground, the darker it gets.
Yeah.
So we clear that who was here first. And Judah is the one that came from that black mud from the ground. And Judah is the one he personally came down to. So what he looked like guess what up under that green grass. That's what he looked like. That was the tribe he came down to. And he's black to the ground, just like going outside right now and look at that green stuff outside and say, what's up under it? Black. And the more I dig, the blacker it gets. So we many shades of brown. And none of the children of Israel has got a pale look in them. Many shades of brown. So there he is right there. So if anybody tell you Judah look like anything other, then you say, what do the brown look like then? Past that grass. You tell me. I'll tell you what. You take them white pants that look like drywall and rub your knee down there on it. Let's see what you're going to look like in the pants.
Right.
So now, it's time out, Elder. Elder Winfield, it's time out. It's time for you to get with the elders and the seals and let's take care of this business. Because we read already plainly in 1 Peter 4, 7. What it said again? This is what it says again, Elder Winfield. 1 Peter 4:7.
First Peter chapter 4 verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Yes, the end of all things is at hand. We got to get sober, and we got to get our family in order according to this Bible. Look what it says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Listen good, Elder. Listen real good. Matthew 13, verse 15. Let's read a little bit.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. For this people's mind is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their minds, and should be converted, and I should heal them.
You remember what he said? I'm not going to hear you until you be converted. He said, look here. You can be dull in here, but I'm not doing nothing until you convert. Then I'm going to hear you. You got to convert what's written in his Bible. Then he said, I'm going to kick in. And now, the Almighty Son pulled that verse from Isaiah 6, verse 10. We got to know these things. Isaiah 16, he pulled that verse. Look what he says in Isaiah 16. What he says in Isaiah 16.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10. Make the mind of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their minds, and convert, and be healed.
Once you convert, then I kick in. Once you understand what I got written in this Bible, then I'm going to kick in. And we're going to bring the elder, we're going to bring our elder in, Mr. Tibbs, and let you know we'll bring his broadcast. And then what we're going to do is turn it over to Brother Yahdai Israel and get the rest of it. That's what we're going to do. So what's this out here, Elder Winfield? You heard it? You heard it. Now let's bring our elder in, let you know we'll bring this broadcast. So when you meet the elder, our elder, 195 international countries in the room, 110492 is listening and study adding on. 110492. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. What you got to say to this national audience? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Although I did manage to be a little late, it appears that I'm here. And that's one thing that we have to do, is show our presence. Because of the 110,492 listeners, we all came to do one thing, and that's to hear the word of Yahweh. Because on the Sabbath day, you have to remember, this is the righteous day of Yahweh. We're told by the scriptures, by what is to be worn on this day, and it is a righteous day for worship. You should not expect anyone on this day that would look for confusion, blasphemy, wrongful loud bump the gums action, but unfortunately, things of this nature happen. Since Yahweh is not the author of confusion, steps must be taken to righteously protect any temple from such actions. So we look in the book of Isaiah before we get started. At chapter 26, verse 20 says, come, my people, enter into thy chambers. Shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself as if for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. And I think we know what that big word means, indignation. That's the trouble. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's message. It comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. We always bring you new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. Connect to the books for your Bible education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and as I said, keeping these Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found out what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadav, open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath we're in now, which is Friday, from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you and your family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have two email addresses. To get there, right on the search line, enter tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show on normal days after 9:15. Today, it will be after 10:30. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. When you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Just choose the program you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during and after the normal broadcast on Blog Talk, we sometimes are transmitting simultaneously on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word will also be working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding shotgun. No comments will be accepted off topic or more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. Learning is still in session. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, that's excellent part. And we'll catch you on that prayer talk. That's excellent part. We'll go back to Sister G. And we'll get our closing remarks after we get off Proverbs 22, 29 to 31 in. And then we'll get our closing statement on excellent reading. No doubt about it. So we come back, Sister G. Israel, And look at Psalms 22, 29 down to verse 31. Let's see what that says. Psalms 22, verse 29 to 31. Sister G. Israel, and we'll get a closing statement behind that. Psalms 22, 29 to 31. Sister G. Israel. What happened to Sister G. Israel? I'm getting the wrong button. Let's see.
Psalm 22. Verses 29 through 31. Verse 29. All they that be fat upon the... Oh, that's wrong book. Nope, that's it. Psalm 22, verse 29. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. 3:30. A seed shall serve him, and it shall be accounted to Yahuwah for a generation. 31. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this.
Ain't that something? He said, AC going to do it. AC, Barton of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahdai Judah. He said, AC going to do it. So that's because I tell you. The only one going to tell this thing as it unfolds is AC. Yeah. Barton of the True Israelites, the six anointed camps, the tribe of Yahdai Judah. The minister spirit told David to tell him, AC is going to declare his righteousness. And that's what we're doing right now. It is right there. Read it one more time from Jesus ran a closing statement. So now we're clear. The whole world is going to never get this. If we're making it plain, the only one going to get this understanding is A.C. Tribe of Yahdai Judah that's out of the children of Israel 12. So once we clear about that, we understand what to do from this point on. One more time to close the 22, 29, 31, and emphasize AC going to declare his righteousness. Come on, Sister Israel.
All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. 30. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to Yahuwah for a generation. 31. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people, the 12 tribes of Israel, that shall be born, that he has done this.
Ain't that something? Bible told us. From the Israel, what's your closing statement behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seed Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, Kwa, hallelujah, Kwa, hallelujah, Kwa.
And on that note, we're going to bring in Brother Yahdai Israel, the lead teacher out of Camp 1. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Royal.
That's what I bet you, Seed Royal. Seed Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, we've had some great teaching that's going on around New York City wide. So, this is Yahweh. How are we doing? Marvelous and I were just coming out of that great feast called the Memorial Blowing of the Trumpet. And I guess I got a few cobwebs here trying to shake loose. Nevertheless, we had a great time on the last night. And we look outside, we know that that great feast, the Memorial Blowing of the Trumpet, have ended. We know, we celebrate our feast evening to evening. We know about the groups out here that they set high noon time and things of that nature, but you have what I'm just trying to say. From evening to evening shall you celebrate your feast. We are rolling right along, though. I mean, in this 7 months, I mean, we're going to be jumping around BOTTY because we got a whole lot of celebrated days, righteous days coming up. We're heading into what the book called the Day of Atonement. We'll be on the calendar, matter of fact. Since we're entering into the second day of the 7 months, we know that the Day of Atonement is just 8 days away. On the 10th, night and evening, we jump off with the Day of Atonement, so I had that white on one more again pretty soon. So let's open up in the book of Luke. Let's say it here, see you right. You go to Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get in at. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what it reads.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We're at B-O-T-T-Y. We believe that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now let's speak about this righteous minister spirit, Mother Jeff, Israel, C. Roy. First in the book of Ephesians, the word Hebrews chapter 1. Number 7 and 14, let's see when we use the terminology righteous spirit. What are we referring to? Because we know we got new listeners. So every now and then we have to go back and break down our terminology according to what we can read, right? Let's go to the book of Hebrews. The word Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 7 and verse 14, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Royal.
The book from Hebrews, saluted by Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7 and 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And of the angel, he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire.
This word angel can be interchanged with the word spirit. Let's see in verse 18 why we say minister spirit, Mother dear. Verse number 14.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Let's send forth the ministers of those that are going to be that are in line for this salvation, right? Now let's see if we can define salvation because, you know, this world system, they put one agenda out to confuse. We got the job to clarify all that Yahweh has said, right? It's our duty to bring this thing back into, as the field was teaching, it's our duty to bring this thing back into order. Yahweh. Before we go there, Luke 8, Stephen, let's see how Yahweh rolled in the book. I believe I'm looking for 2 Corinthians right quick. Let me keep at it. I'm working with this new book, so give me a minute. 2 Corinthians. Let's see what Yahweh say concerning the matter. Let's see, Stephen, if I can run it down right quick. Look at, see what I'm looking for. It's got to be 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse number 40, I believe I'm looking for. 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 40. So say, baby, let's see how Yahweh rolls. 1 Corinthians 14, 40. So say, baby, of
Steve Royce. 1 Corinthians chapter
14,
verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40. Let all things be done decently and in order.
So Yahweh is order. He said, let all things be done decently and he's about order. Let's run to that St. John, Mother D.F. Israel. But we find out that when we say the righteous minister spirit, we are referring to what is the world called angels or messengers, right?
Yeah.
Let's see in St. John chapter 14, Mother D.F. Israel. He said that he was sent them to those heirs of this salvation. Let's see that. What does it really mean to be salvation? What is salvation all about? Mother dear Israel, let's run to that Luke. What is this salvation concerning Mother dear? Luke chapter 1, let's think of that verse 68 to about 72. Luke chapter 1, verse 68 to verse number 72, we want to go to a, let me keep that in Mother dear right quick. Let's run it all the way down to 74. Mother dear Israel.
I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off. It was in the simplest spot, too. I kept saying that. I grabbed the head.
You say Luke
chapter
1.
That's 68 through 74. Let's define what salvation is all about here, Mother D.F. Israel. What is the salvation thing concerning? Because, they say in the world that they saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But let's see what the Bible declares salvation is all about in the book of Luke. Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Come on.
Luke chapter 1, 68-74.
Yes, ma'am.
Luke chapter 1, verse 68.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be Yahweh of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
So he said that he visited and redeemed his people. And you know, Mother, we can't just leave that hanging out there because they go to town with that. See, I'm his people.
Yeah.
No matter what they rock it with, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can clarify that a little bit. So say it in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. Let's see if we can just clarify that just a little bit in Matthew 1, 21. So say it, people, see you right here.
Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And she shall bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Yahweh, the son.
Mm-hmm.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
So he say he going to save his people. And we are out there on the limb now, right?
Yeah.
Let's just go on and clarify that in the book of Exodus, Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. I know you're a little boy out of there, right?
Nah, no way. I'm up.
We gotta put you to work,
yeah.
Right to Exodus 3. Let's go on and get that simple terminology if I can lay my eyes on it. Exodus 3. And let's take it up at verse number 10. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. Let's see him say it straight like that. Let's see Yahweh is a straight shooter, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Let's see him say it straight like that, Brother Micaiah Israel. Exodus 3, verse number 10.
Book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, sir.
Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh,
mm-hmm.
that you may bring forth my people, the family of Israel, out of Egypt, polluted from Ezra.
So now he on record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, said his people is who?
Family of Israel.
Let's see if we can get second witness, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse number 41.
Okay.
Israel to see you right. But you know, they're always going to ask for, prove that.
Hallelujah.
It's our job to prove it, right?
Hallelujah.
They don't get frustrated if they ask to prove it.
That's right.
They want a second witness, we can just give them a second witness.
Second witness.
1 Kings 8, verse number 41. But Micaiah Israel to see you right.
Book of Kings, 1 Kings. chapter 8, verse 41.
Mm-hmm.
and drought and make fat your bones. And you shall be like a watering garden and like a spring of water whose water fails not.
Mm-hmm. Back to Brother Yahweh Israel.
Hallelujah.
He lost not one.
Luke
chapter 1, verse 71.
Mm-hmm.
That we should be saved from our enemies.
So it said that we should be saved from our enemies, right?
And from the hand of all that hate us.
We got people, as a matter of fact, all of the 17 nations got a bone to pick, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, 72.
72.
Yes, ma'am.
To perform the mercy promise to our father.
Well, he made a promise to our father, go ahead.
And to remember his righteous covenant.
He made a covenant with the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
He ain't made no agreement with nobody else. Verse 73.
73.
Yes, ma'am.
The oath which he swore to our father Abraham.
So he swore this thing to Abraham, our father, verse 74.
74.
Uh-huh.
That he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemy might serve him without fear.
So he said that we got to be delivered out of the hand of our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I look around presently. Since they get speaking, let's run to Baruch. Let's see what Baruch has to say about being in the hands of our enemy. Baruch chapter 3, in the, what they call the Apocrypha, Savior, Phoebus, Lee, and Russia. Baruch chapter 3, let's think of that verse number 4. Let's read down to verse number 8. Baruch chapter 3, 4 through 8, Savior, Phoebus, Lee, and Russia.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 3, verse 4 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
O Yahweh Almighty, you, Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites.
Now it's saying, hear the prayers of the dead Israelites. And then quite naturally, I'm right there, going out there to the graveyard somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But if you read Ezekiel 37, you understand who is the dead Israelites.
Right, right.
Go ahead and talk to
and of their children.
Uh-huh.
Which have sinned before you.
Go ahead.
And not hearkened unto the voice of their doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
For the which cause these plagues
cleave
unto us.
Maybe you're talking about is Deuteronomy chapter 28:15-68.
That's right. All of the plagues that are
cleaved to us, right? Come down and let's get to the cross in verse number 8. Verse 8.
Mm-hmm. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity.
He said, look here. We are yet this day, right? In our captivity.
Yes.
All that point. Let's see what happened to Brother Micaiah. They made us think that we were free. Let's see what they did to pull the wool over our eyes. Make us think we were free in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let's pick it up at verse number 48. Brother Micaiah Israel, see what happened that make us think that somehow now we are free. We equal and all that good stuff. Deuteronomy 28, 48, what happened? What did they do, Brother Micaiah Israel? I'll see you right.
Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 48.
Yes, sir.
Verse 48.
Uh-huh.
Therefore shalt thou serve your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Which Yahweh should stand against you
in
hunger.
Well, we still serving our enemy in hunger, right? Yeah. We ain't got a piece of land with nothing in it, do we?
We
better get there quick.
And it's thirsty.
And just a few weeks ago, you couldn't find no water on the ship, right?
Right.
So we better get busy around. It's ready for time to get busy, right?
That's right.
Wait, what else is going on here?
In nakedness.
Well, we try to get right with them garments, ain't we?
Hallelujah.
We working on that with that. Go ahead.
In once of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you.
Well, so when Abraham Lincoln, who was that? Abraham Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
What was about 1776? Is that the date?
Abraham Lincoln?
Emancipation Proclamation. When that woman, what date was that?
1863.
Thank you, brother. So when he said that you were free, one thing he knew that you have been destroyed, right?
Yeah.
Now we can take the chains off of your neck. And now you walk around saying you're free because you ain't got no chains on your neck.
Right.
You got a padlock on your brain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 1, Mother Dear Israel, see you right. Mm-hmm. Read verse 74 one more time. Luke 1, verse 74. Yes, ma'am.
That he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies might serve him without pity.
So we still in the hand of our enemy, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Baruch chapter 3, verse 8. The Savior speaking to you, right?
Baruch chapter 3, verse 8.
What did it say?
Behold, we are yet in this day, in captivity.
We are yet this day in our captivity, go ahead.
Where you have scattered us.
And we've been scattered to the four winds of heaven, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
For a reproach and a curse.
For a reproach and a curse, go ahead.
And to be subject to a payment.
Now, don't you write your checks out every month. Don't you send it, they'll give you time to send it through the mail no more.
Right.
You can go on your computer or call on your phone and take care of them bills, right?
Yeah.
Right. So there they say, send it to me quick. You know that other word that you behind that one, right? Come on, so David, you know what we're working with here.
According to all the sins.
According to all the sins of who?
Of our Father.
Go ahead.
Which departed from Yahweh.
We are yet this day in our captivity.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't but one way to pull ourselves out of this captivity, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see if I can put it out in Ezekiel. How are we going to get up out of this thing? Mother D.F. Israel, Ezekiel, 17. Let me see if I can run my eyes on it. I'm working with this new book and I can't find nothing. I gotta go around this old book. I know I need Ezekiel 17, Mother D.F. Israel. That's what I do, though. Let me see if I can lay my eyes on it, because you know I don't like to say that. I can see it for myself. Ezekiel chapter 17, Mother D.F. Israel. Let me see if I can write it down in this old book right quick. Ezekiel 17. What do I want in
17? And Dr. David said, I haven't proved that yet. Let me prove. Give me what I know works. Give me that old book. Give me what I need. That's right.
Restore again the king to Israel.
Well, the kingdom we're talking about is Israel, right? That's the kingdom we're talking about. Ezekiel 17, verse 14, Mother D.F. Israel is being royal.
Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
That the kingdom might be based.
That the kingdom going to be at the bottom of the chart, right? Everything, every category, you're at the bottom of the chart, right?
Right.
And that is cursed, then you're at the top, right?
Right.
Ezekiel 17, 14, come on. That the kingdom might be based, come on.
That it might not lift itself up,
mm-hmm.
but that by keeping his covenant,
mm-hmm.
it might stand.
So the mm-hmm. only way you're going to stand up, Israel, you got to come back to the covenant.
Hallelujah.
Our forefathers made with the Most High Yahweh, right?
That's right.
That's the only thing that we're going to pull ourselves from out of the miry clay by.
That's it.
That's the only thing he gave us to work with is this covenant, right?
Right.
Well, once we come back to that covenant,
uh-oh.
We're going to find out that he's on your side, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
This guy's on your side. Let's see if we can read a little bit of that. Let's see if I can pull out a precept in the book of Isaiah 65. Let's see when we come back to this covenant. The book of Isaiah 65. The same big figure, C. Roy. I've had to go on and pour this old book on back off the ship.
That's right.
We're going to Isaiah 65, verse 5. The same big figure, C. Roy. What are we working with here?
Isaiah.
What do you say?
Isaiah chapter
65. Verse 7 5. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 5.
All right.
Which say, stand by yourself.
Well, yeah. Isaiah 56, verse 5, my father. Yeah, my father, I got to clean my glasses out, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Hello, amen. That's on me. 56, verse 5. All right.
Let's get back there. Isaiah.
Verse
56, verse 5.
Yes, man, what do you say?
Hear the word of Yahweh.
Hear the word of Yahweh, go ahead.
That you tremble at His word.
You that tremble at His word, go ahead.
Your brother,
what did he do?
That hates you.
You know the one that got a problem with you.
Yeah.
Your brother that hates you, what about it?
That cast you out for my name's sake.
What did he do?
Said,
Let
Yahweh be honest.
Let Yahweh be honest. Go ahead.
But he shall appear to your joy.
Now, when Yahweh's son show up, you want him to appear to your what?
Joy.
Well, already you're going to appear to your joy. You got to come back to the coming.
That's right.
Hello. Amen. How you got to make your move, man? Because you know how people say, well, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see how you got to make your move, Mother dear Israel, if I can pull it out, right? In the book of Sirach. This is the thing he made in Sirach, if I can pull it out, Mother dear Israel, see you, Roy. Sirach 5, verse 7. How you got to make your move? Book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 7. Mother G.F. Israel is being royal. Book of Sirach, chapter 5, verse 7. How you got to make that move, Mother G.F.?
Sirach, chapter 5, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Make no tearing to turn to Yahweh.
Now he said, look here. Make no tearing. That means don't hesitate, right? Make no tearing to turn to Yahweh, go ahead.
Put not off from day to day.
And you ain't got time to put off from day to day, right?
Uh-huh.
What you got to do, my dear?
For suddenly shall the wrath of Yahweh come forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know when your day and your hour is, right? You have no clue when your time is up, right?
That's right.
He said, don't put off from day to day, go ahead.
And
he said, when you think everything is wonderful, what's going to happen?
Thou shalt be destroyed.
He said, look here, you don't know when Yahweh going to pull your card, right?
That's right.
The book of Psalms, let me give up Israel to see you, 119, verse 60.
Yeah, I got some tie in that.
All right, so you come on with it.
Brother Micaiah, look at Deuteronomy 17, verse 2. Back over to A.B.F. Peter in Psalm 25, 10, 14, and 22. You see how I tie in exactly. Like I said again, our way back is exactly what Brother Yaakov just said. Deuteronomy 2. Brother Micaiah, what did it say? Deuteronomy 17, verse 2. Listen to this.
Chapter 17, verse 2.
What it say?
Verse 2.
What it say?
If there be found among you,
yeah,
within any of your gates,
which
Yahweh, your Yahweh, giveth you,
yeah,
man or woman, that have wrought wickedness, at the sight of Yahweh, your Yahweh,
listen,
in transgressing his covenant.
Oh, so sin is the transgression of what?
His covenant.
That's wickedness. Man or woman. If you ain't doing a covenant, you are what?
Wicked.
Is that what about that book just said?
Yeah.
So you can call it the way it is. I don't care how sweet you talk and walk. If you not doing a covenant according to Moses, straight from the mouth of Yahweh, you are what?
Wicked.
Is that what we read?
Yeah, right.
What did David pull out of that? What did David get out of that Sister A.B. or Peter? 25, 10, 14, and 22. Well, I ain't wicked. Well, that means you must be doing the 69 count, huh? Verse 10, 14, and 22. Listen good.
Verse 10.
What?
All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth.
Such as keep his covenant and his Torah.
The secret of
Yahweh
is with them that fear him.
And
he will show them his covenant.
Oh, so that's really why everybody behind, because they don't want to keep what? And that's the problem everybody confused. He said, sickness, it ain't going to start till you keep the what? Oh, that what he said? What did he say in 22? Then what will happen?
Verse 22.
Let's see.
Redeem Israel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Yahweh.
Yes.
Out of all his
sons. If you keep the covenant. Back to Brother Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Let's see that Psalm 119. Mother D.F. Israel, see you, Let's keep that verse number 60. But he said that you can't put off from day to day, right?
That's right.
Psalm 119, verse 60. Mother D.F. Israel, let's see how we got to make our move.
Psalms 119, verse 60.
Mm-hmm.
I made haste and delayed not to keep the Torah instruction.
He said he made haste. He can't handle delay.
Yeah.
Like we say, you don't know your day nor your hour, right?
That's right.
So you can't handle delay. It's time to get in a hurry, right?
That's right.
Time to get in a hurry. Let's see how fast you got to move around here,
Brother Micaiah. Israel, see you, right?
Look at Acts chapter 8, right?
Hallelujah, bro.
How fast you got to pick them up and lay them down, Brother Micaiah?
Hallelujah,
bro. Look at Acts chapter 8. Mm-hmm. We're around verse number 30, I believe he was looking for. Look at Acts chapter 8, verse number 30. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, right?
Back chapter 8, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30.
Yes, sir.
And Philip Rand did it to him.
So he said you gotta get in a hurry, right?
Yeah.
You can't put off from day to day.
Yeah.
The time to seek Yahweh is now.
Yeah.
Let's read that book the ABP, that's under the book of Hebrew. The word Hebrew. Let's read how you gotta make your move to Yahweh. The book of Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 7. The book of Hebrews, this is the word of Hebrews 3, verse 7. This is the A.B. of C.B. of C. Roy.
Hebrews, saluting
from
Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore, as the righteous spirit said, today, if you will hear his voice.
Mm-hmm. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Hearken not your mind. Has been the provocation.
Good.
In the day of temptation in the wilderness.
They said today, right?
Today.
Yes.
The 3 verse gentlemen, let's see if we can get a second witness on that in verse number 15. We'll say this CBC right. Verse number 15.
Verse
15.
Mm-hmm. While it is said today, if you hear his voice, harden not your mind.
So the time it make your move is when?
Yeah.
Today.
Hallelujah.
Now tomorrow might not come your way, right?
Right.
Tomorrow might not be coming your way. Let's write you the book of Hawk.
All right, ABC, come on with it. ABC, I got something. You got something, ABC? All right,
now.
All right, how long we got to wait, ABC?
Exodus
14.
Exodus 14:13. All right,
Verse 30.
That's why of our Father.
Another tongue
They say, are you going to get your understanding when you understand the ancient, as they call it, Hebrew writing? Mm-hmm. We find out that the righteousness of the Spirit, if you obey Him, mm-hmm. will bring these things back to your remembrance.
Right.
And I would get your understanding from the Most High. Mm-hmm. Verse number 12, what did He say?
Verse 12.
Yes, sir.
To whom He said, this is the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest.
This is how you get some rest. You know that old brain, you trying to figure it out. Just how you figure it out. You got to hold that point. Isaiah 34, verse 16. Let's see how you figure it out. Isaiah 34, verse 16. Do you learn the ancient tongue? How do you figure this thing out? Isaiah 34, verse 16. The same is previous being wrote.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Speak you out of the book of
Yahweh. And read.
Say it. And no one of these shall
fail. He said, look here, you got to come back to the book of Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see how you got to come back to this thing, Mother G of Israel. How you gonna come back and get this understanding in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 31? Mother, do you have Israel to see you? How you gonna get the understanding? Acts chapter 8, verse 31.
Acts chapter 8, verse
31. Yes, ma'am. What do you read?
And He said, how can I accept some man should guide me, and He desires Philip that he would come up and fetch with him.
But you gotta have somebody to do what?
To guide you.
To guide you. That's how you gonna start to see this thing, right?
Yeah.
The book of Isaiah 34, verse 16. The slave is beaten. The seed runs.
Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Seek you out of the book of Yahweh.
So you got to seek out of the book of Yahweh. Hold that point. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right there. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right there. Let's follow up on this. So you say you got to have somebody to guide you, right?
Right.
Yahweh made a statement in Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right there.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 20 and 21.
Yes, sir.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
And so Yahweh give you the bread of adversity,
mm-hmm.
and the water of affliction.
Bread.
Yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore,
mm-hmm.
but thy eyes shall see thy teachers.
Verse
21. Verse 21.
Go
ahead. And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying,
what?
This is the way.
This is the way. Go ahead.
Walk ye in it.
Go ahead.
When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left.
So you got to come back to this word. You got to have some man to guide you, right? Back to the Most High Yahweh. Isaiah 34, verse 16, to say you've been speaking to me, right?
Isaiah chapter
34, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Seek you out of the book of Yahweh. Read.
And read.
Mm-hmm.
No one of these shall fail.
Read.
None shall want her name.
Read.
For my mouth, it
have
commanded.
Mm-hmm.
And his spirit, it
have
gathered them.
So he said, you got to seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. So once you get, you're back in the bits, right, Mother dear?
Yes.
You're sitting up under leadership, right?
Right.
And you're taking good notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get your notes, you go and just lay them on the table and forget all about it?
No.
Now let's see what you got to do after you get to that point in Acts 17. Verse number 10 and 11. Mother dear, Israel, see Roy. How do you move on up a little higher in your job walk? Isaiah 17, verse 10 and 11. Mother dear Israel, see you right. Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. Read me out now.
Acts 17,
19, verses 10 and 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night.
Please.
Unto
Berea.
Berea.
Mm-hmm.
Who coming hither went into the temple of Yahshua.
Verse 11. Yes, ma'am.
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica,
mm-hmm.
and that they received the word with all readiness of mind.
They received the word with all readiness of mind, go ahead.
And searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so.
So once you get your notes together, then you go home and got 6 days to search the scriptures, huh? Daily, is that what he's saying?
Yeah,
to see if these things are true. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:21, Brother Makai. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Brother Makai, Israel, see you, Lord. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Let's follow up on this. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Brother Makai, Israel, 21 and 22. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22.
Book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
Prove all things.
You say you
got to
do what?
Prove all things.
Prove all things. Go ahead.
Hold fast that which is good.
You got to hold what?
Hold fast that which is good.
You got to hold it tight. That which is good, right? Verse 22.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Abstain from all appearance of evil.
You gotta get away from evil, right?
Yeah.
And abstain from all appearance of evil. Such as the book of Hosea. The same thing PDC writing. Hosea chapter 10, verse 5. But see what time it is, Israel? Hosea chapter 10, verse 5. The same thing PDC writing. Book of Hosea 10, verse number 5. The same thing PDC. Israel, see you right. But he said it's time to seek your water, right?
Yes.
Jeremiah 4, verse 1 through 6. Brother Micaiah Israel, see who are you? Jeremiah 4, verse number 1 through 6.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
If you will return, O Israel.
So each put a name on it, right? Because the one I want to come back is Israel, right?
Yes.
If you will return, O Israel, what about it?
If you will return, O Israel, says Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
return unto me.
Good.
And if thou wilt put away your abomination out of my sight, then shall you not remove.
Verse number two.
Verse two.
Good.
And you shall swear, Yahuwah liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness.
Good.
And the nations shall bless themselves in him. And in him shall they glory.
And in him shall they honor, be glorified. Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Great.
For thus says Yahuwah.
Say Yahuwah.
To the man of Yadah Judah.
We're talking to the man of Yadah Judah. You see what order this thing is in, right? The man of Yadah Judah. Let's see who else is on the team. Who say he is speaking to you, right? Let's see if I can pull out. Who else is on the team? In the book of Jeremiah, right quick. Let's see if I can pull it out. Jeremiah 23. Sister A. B. is speaking of Steve Royal. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Who else is on the team? Who else Yahuwah referring? Sending a message to. Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Sister A. B. is speaking of Steve Royal.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 23. Judah,
God's
God Judah, shall be saved.
Uh-huh.
And Israel shall dwell
faithfully. So this conversation is to God's God Judah, right?
Right.
The tribe. And to the 10 northern tribe of Israel. Brother Micaiah, Jeremiah 4, where we at? Verse number 3.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Well, thus says Yahuwah to the man of Yahdah Judah.
Uh-huh.
Yahdah Judah.
And the men of Israel.
Okay, and the men of Israel.
What did he say?
Break up your fellow ground.
Break up your fallow ground, go ahead.
Your fallow ground.
Uh-huh.
And so not among thorns.
He said, come up out of the world, right?
Uh-huh.
So not among thorns. Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Come on.
Circumcise to Yahuwah.
Circumcise yourself to Yahuwah, go ahead.
And take away the foreskin of your mind.
Get all that filthiness up out of your mind, right? All that worldly stuff got to come out, right? You got to get up out of them pants, right? And put on them dresses.
Hallelujah,
bro. Bring it at the border, ain't that right?
That's what he's saying.
That's breaking up your father's ground, ain't that right?
That's what he's
saying. Go ahead, read on. You men?
Of your honor. You men of Yahdah Judah.
You men of Yahdah Judah.
And inhabitants of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Lest my fury come forth like fire.
He said, I'm going to rain fire down on you, right? Go ahead.
And burns that none can quench you.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the evil of your doing.
Verse number 5, what he say?
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
Declare ye in Yahdah Judah.
He said, declare this in Yahdah Judah, go ahead.
And publish in Israel.
And publish this among the northern tribes of Israel, right? Go ahead.
And say, blow ye the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
The man, Christ, gather together and say, assemble yourself and let us go into the defense city.
So it's time to assemble yourself, right? Let's see, the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 1. Zechariah 2, 1, 2, and 3. A, B, C, B, C, right. So he says, it's time to seek your Yahuwah. It ain't no time to put off from day to day. Or delay, right? Zephaniah 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Zephaniah 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. So what time is it? A, B, and C, right?
Zephaniah chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
gather yourself together.
Gather yourself together.
You gather together, O nation, not desire.
Gather together, O nation, not desire. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Before the decree bring forth.
He said, before the decree bring forth. Go ahead.
As the day passed, as the sheep.
As the shaft. Go ahead.
Before the firmness.
Before the fierce.
Fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you.
Uh-huh.
Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you.
Verse number 3. What you got to do?
Thank you, Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have brought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be healed in the day of Yahweh's
name. He said it may be that you will be healed. Well, Yahweh dropped the bomb on him, right? In the day of Yahweh's anger. So he got us. The time to seek Yahweh is today.
That's right.
You might not have time tomorrow. Jeremiah 4, what we left off? 6, verse number 5 and 6. Now the Micaiah Israel is being right now.
Jeremiah
4, verse 5 and 6.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 5 to 6.
Yes, sir.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Declare ye and Yah-Jah Judah.
Declare you and Yah-Jah Judah. Go ahead.
And promise in Israel.
Uh-huh. And do what?
And say, blow ye the trumpet and say, cry together, cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourself, and let us go into the defense city.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Set up the standard trap of set up the standard towards Yahweh Judah. Retire. Say not.
Good.
For I will bring evil from the north in a great destruction.
So he said evil is coming from what direction?
From the north.
From the north. It's time to seek your Yahweh, and it's time to break up your hollow ground. Let's get us a couple on this, feast day coming up, and we'll be out, Mother Dear Israel, Leviticus 23. See, let's keep at this feast day that's on the horizon in Leviticus 23. Mother Dear Israel, see you, Lord. Let's pick it up at verse number 26 to 32. Let's see what's on the agenda, Mother Dear Israel, see you, Lord. Leviticus 23, 26 to 32.
Oh, no, that's...
Leviticus 16, 16 and 17. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you wrote.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verses 16 through 17.
Yes, sir.
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
And he shall make an atonement for the righteous place.
Please.
Because of the uncleanness of the family of Israel, because of their transgressions in all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness.
Verse 17. Yes, sir.
And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the righteous place. Until he come out and had made an atonement for himself
and
for his household.
So he had to first get his house in order, right?
All right, brother.
Is that what the book says?
Yeah.
For himself.
Yeah.
And he got to get his house in order, right?
Right.
And what else he got to do?
And for all the congregation of Israel.
That's all who this atonement is for. All the congregation of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right. Hallelujah.
The Leviticus 23, Mother Day of Israel, 27 through 32, come up. Leviticus 23, 27 through 32.
Leviticus 23, 27 to 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the 10th day of this 7th month.
Are we counting narrow days? Go ahead.
There shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a righteous gathering unto you, and you shall afflict your soul.
Good.
And offer an offering made by fire unto your cross.
Verse 28.
28.
Uh-huh.
And you shall do no work.
So ain't nothing going on, right?
Right.
So ain't no sitting at the table waiting for the plate to come around, right?
Right, right.
That is over on the day of atonement, ain't that right?
Yeah. Good.
Wow. To make what?
Same day, for it is a day of atonement, making atonement for you.
We find out who the you is, right?
Yeah,
we are tribes of Israel.
For whatsoever soul,
whatsoever person,
it be that shall not be afflicted, in the same day.
Whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
He shall be cut off from among his people.
Mm. He or she.
That's right.
That's why I'm going to cut you out.
Right.
And you know what, when you get cut out on the deal, you know what time that is, don't you?
That's right.
That's why they're going to cut you out. Come on, Mother dear.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people.
So y'all gotta say what he said, right?
Right.
Verse 31. Yes, ma'am.
You shall do no manner of work.
Ain't nothing going on, right? No manner of work. Go ahead.
It shall be a statue forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings.
So wherever you're at,
whatever
generation you're in, it's there on the table, Israel. It ain't no old covenant. This is a covenant of Yahweh. It don't get old, right?
Hallelujah.
Verse 32. Yes, ma'am.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month at eve.
So this thing jump out in the ninth day at eve.
That's right.
It will be sometime around next Saturday evening, I do believe.
Okay.
So that's how close it is.
Okay.
Come on, Mother, do you have to hear
that? Okay, I want to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, for those that did it already, it's safe.
The general Mother, do you have
to say the ninth day of the month?
Okay.
In the congregation of the day. There ain't no excuse. There ain't no congregation of the
day. I'm going to tell you exactly what day you're at.
I'm going to tell you exactly what day you're at.
Yeah, well, come on, Mother Dia.
That evening, from evening to evening.
Evening to evening.
Shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
This is the way Yahweh said he wanted to do it, or else he's going to cut you out and destroy you.
That's
so then we're going to bring you back in to see him. Sins of the sea running up there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, you made it so plain. I don't know what I can add to it, but I'll try it. So the bottom line is, he's saying, and see, at this rate, he's going to tell him in the book of, see, our problem is 22-29 of Matthew. What is our problem? What is our problem that most of the Israel?
Matthew.
Yeah, 22-29. What is our problem?
Matthew
22,
verse
29. Let's see what our problem is. What is our problem?
Matthew chapter 22, verse 29.
Yeah, what is our problem?
Yahweh's son answered and said unto them,
wow,
you do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh.
See, we don't know by looking at the moons, the suns, or not. All we supposed to know is the what. And we don't know if we're doing what. We error by not knowing the scriptures. Our problem is we got to look and see what the Bible says. And this is what Yahweh got on the table that month here, Israel 19:27. This is what he got on the table, 19:27 of the book of Luke. He got some on the table in 19:27. What is that?
Luke chapter 19, verses 27.
That's 27. One verse.
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But
these,
those my enemies.
So those my enemies.
Which would not that I should reign over them.
And so you don't want to do it my way.
Yeah.
Bring hither and slay them before me.
So bring them and slay them before me. The one that don't want to do it the way I tell you to do, you let you know what's going to happen. You're going to have them great big number of spirits, bring them before and slay them. What is there, A.B.L. Fever in Luke 19:20? What kind of man we dealing with? Luke 19:21. What kind of man are we dealing with?
Yeah.
Luke chapter
19. Yeah, what kind of man are we dealing with? See what how color this man is when you don't do what he tells you to do. Mm. What kind of man are we dealing with?
Luke 19:21. Luke chapter 19, verse 21.
What does it say?
For I hear you.
Yes.
You are an
austere. Hey, austere. Yes. You are off their man. You talking to somebody, Yahweh.
You take it up that you lay
it not down. Okay, he's an off their man. What's that supposed to mean in 25-24 of Matthew? What kind of man are we dealing with?
Right.
And this is the kind of man supposed to be always in righteousness. What kind of man are we dealing with all? A.B. or Phoebe? And it's 25th chapter, verse 24.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
And he which had
received
the one talent came and said, Yahweh,
uh-huh,
I knew you that you are a hard man.
What kind of man is this man?
A hard man.
This man is a hard man because Peter's telling us what, A.B. or Phoebe? 1 Peter 4:17. What is he telling us? What is he trying to tell us? That's why we got to step it up now. What is he trying to tell us? And Brother Micaiah had me Romans 6:23 waiting on me. And Proverbs 23, verse 2. Let's see what he's trying to tell us. 1 Peter 4:7. A.B. or Phoebe, what he's trying to tell us? 1 Peter 4:7. What he's trying to tell us? Yes. Yeah. 1 Peter 4:7. What he's trying to tell us?
1 Peter 4:7.
Yes.
But the end of all things is at hand.
The end of how many things is?
All
things. The end of all things has come to an end, y'all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Be you therefore sober.
So be sober?
Watch and pray.
Okay, give me 24:44 of the book of Matthew. What's that supposed to mean? 24:44. Come on, A, B, or B, B.
Matthew chapter
24. 44, yes, ma'am.
24.
Therefore, be you also ready.
Be ready.
Yeah.
For in such an hour.
And that was both of y'all have been telling you. We don't know tomorrow. We got to do it today, huh?
Yes.
Bread. Breathe.
Therefore, be you also ready.
Be ready.
In such an hour as you think not, Son of Man
coming.
You see the man saying, come on, come on, Brother McConaughey, let's wrap this up.
Romans chapter 6.
23.
Verse 23.
What's the price we're going to pay?
Verse 23.
What did it say?
For the wages of sin is death.
What is it?
But the wages of sin is death.
Hey.
Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death.
What? Go ahead.
But the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life through Yahuwah the Son.
Is that what we want? Go to Proverbs 8, verse 9. What is it saying in 8 verse 9, Brother Micaiah Israel?
Book of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 9.
What does it say?
Verse 9.
What?
They are all plain to him that understandeth.
You see the man saying? We understand this thing. Go ahead.
And write to them that find knowledge.
Read that again.
The Book of Proverbs chapter 8. Verse number 9.
Yes.
They are all plain to him that understand it.
You see that?
And write to them that find knowledge.
It's plain. Go to Proverbs 23, verse 2. Now, this is what he said. Now, if you're not going to listen to me, he tried to tell you something. But look what he tell you in 23, verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 23.
You want to do things the way you want to do it. Look what he says, you're better off doing.
Book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 2.
Listen, God.
Verse 2.
What is it?
And put a knife to your throat.
Do what?
Put a knife to your throat.
Good.
If you be a man, give it to appetite.
You be a man or woman, will return back to the world after you understand the truth of this matter. You better off doing what?
Put a knife to your throat.
You might as well put a knife to your throat. That's what the man said. You want to get out of order and do things the way you want to do? He said, let me tell you something. You better off doing what?
Put a knife to your throat.
Put a knife to your throat if you return back to your home. Now, A.B. and Peter got up. Whatever you got, be over to Brother Yahja for the clothes. Come on.
Yeah.
A.B. and Peter said, I got something.
Wow.
What you got, A.B. and Peter?
Matthew 24:46. That is that servant with Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Yahuwah, when he or she
comes,
shall find
him. Found what?
Find
him. And on that note, the Yahuwah Israel for close the top part of Saturday. You blessed when you found out what? Amen.
When you found doing.
Doing. Brother Yahuwah Israel, you're on the proper close.
All right, now we're rolling right along, huh?
Hallelujah.
Can't miss a beat.
Right. Hallelujah.
All right, but we are closing out the top part of Yahuwah's family day, but we ain't finished.
Hallelujah.
We got the understand that we can't be putting on no delay
type. That's right.
That's
right. That's right.
That's right.
We got to be busy in Yahuwah's business.
All right, Brother Micaiah Israel. Best be closed, brother.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. I want to thank Yahuwah the Father, Yahuwah the Son, for allowing us to live and see another Sabbath day. Thank Yahuwah the Son for the high Sabbath day we just got up.